Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
President Donald Trump has withdrawn the United States from numerous radical anti-American United Nations organizations. Through an executive order, President Trump has ended U.S. membership in the UN Human Rights Council, or UNHRC, and prohibited any future funding for the UN Relief and Works Agency for the Near East, or UNRWA. The executive order further requires Secretary of State Marco Rubio to review and report to President Trump on which international organizations, conventions, or treaties promote radical or anti-American sentiment. The UN Educational, Science, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, in particular, stated a White House fact sheet, will undergo a review under an expedited timeline due to its history of anti-Israel bias. The executive order prohibits the United States from providing any additional funding to UNRWA, which has consistently shown itself to be anti-Semitic and anti-Israel, as evidenced by the number of its staff members who took part in the horrific October 7, 2023 terrorist attacks against Israel, the fact sheet said. Moreover, UNRWA facilities have repeatedly been used by Hamas and other terrorist groups to store weapons and build tunnels. The U.S. was UNRWA's biggest donor, providing $300 to $400 million a year. But former President Joe Biden paused funding in January 2024 after UNRWA's exposure for participating in the deadly October 7th attack. The U.S. Congress then formally suspended contributions to UNRWA until at least March 2025. In light of all the corruption exposed in UNRWA, President Trump said he is withdrawing the United States from this organization for good. The UN Human Rights Council has not fulfilled its purpose and continues to be used as a protective body for countries committing horrific human rights violations, the fact sheet asserted. Countries such as Iran, China, and Cuba use the UNHRC to shield themselves despite having egregious records of human rights violations and abuses. The fact sheet went on to note that the UNHRC has demonstrated a consistent bias against Israel, focusing on it unfairly and disproportionately in council proceedings. During his first administration, President Trump stopped funding UNRWA and withdrew the United States from the UNHRC and UNESCO. This led to an improved relationship between UNESCO and Israel, according to the fact sheet. While the UN has great potential, said President Trump, it is not being well run. He urged the organization to get its act together.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.